One of the major issues raised by the co-chairs involves what are known as advanced renewable tariffs. These tariffs are the rate that large utilities would be required to pay people who install smaller-scale renewable energy systems on their properties. Examples of these could include manure digesters on livestock farms or solar panels on someone's roof. Those tariffs would be required under the bills lawmakers are now considering. But Global Warming Task Force co-chair Roy Thilly says it turns out the task force was actually split on this issue.
The bill is drafted as if the position is mandatory. There are a number of people who worked on it who are adamant that their intention was voluntary. The policy is not all that clear. It was written up, so there just frankly wasn't a meeting of the mind.
Madison Assembly Democrat Spencer Black says it's a major issue, and with the task force split, it will be up to lawmakers to decide on their own. Black says he very much supports setting a buyback rate for smaller-scale renewable energy.
Some consensus of that sort is necessary to encourage people to build these facilities so they know that they would have a stable market to pay back their initial investment.
The task force also told lawmakers that further thought should be given to a provision in the bill that would relax Wisconsin's moratorium on the construction of new nuclear power plants. Nuclear power advocates say the provision violates the U.S. Constitution's Commerce Clause and could get thrown out by a court. But Representative Black, a longtime critic of nuclear, says that part of the bill is fine as is. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.